Spanish playing cards. The documents at the sides of this cabinet date from the 18th century. On the left is the Real Cédula sobre la Renta de los Naipes, the royal consent for the manufacturing and sale of playing cards. On the right is the Pragmática Sanción sobre la Prohibición de Juegos de Envite, Suerte y Azar, a law enacted by King Carlos III in 1771, stipulating what games were permitted and forbidden at that time, and setting out punishments for offenders. In the centre are several Spanish decks made in the 17th and 18th centuries. If you take a close look at the Two of Swords in all these decks, you will see that it bears an inscription, indicating the royal license authorising the manufacture of these cards. Other cards in these same decks bear different inscriptions that provide information on their date or place of manufacture, or the name or initials of the manufacturer. All these decks were made using the woodcutting technique, i.e. from carved wooden plates. After printing, the cards were coloured with just one ink, using stencils or templates. At the top of the cabinet on your left is a silver deck from the Viceroyalty of Peru, along with one of the first Spanish decks to feature double or reversible court cards. The cabinets at the back display more playing cards, and a paper wrapper for a deck signed by Juan Santillana.